This is recording 2 of 6 from Neil Walters at HebrewResources.com.
Another question people often ask is, how many vocabulary words do I need to learn, or how many vocabulary words do I need to know? I scoured the internet looking for a good answer to this question, and this is the best that I could find. There's a website, studyrussian.com, that talks about the test of Russian as a foreign language. So if you're going to go to Russia and take a test at how well you know Russian, they said the basic vocabulary was 300 words, intermediate vocabulary was 2,000 words, and advanced vocabulary would be 4,000 words. And of course, once you learn one word in a language, you often learn 5 words at a time. For instance, in English, the word affirmation, you also know the word affirm, affirmable, affirmant, affirmer, and affirmative. So they're all in the word family. And so once you learn the root word, affirm, you can then sometimes add these different endings to it. And so it's hard to know when they say 5,000 words, do they count affirm, affirmation, and affirmative as 3 different vocabulary words or 1 vocabulary word? So I don't have a good answer for that. But it gives us a ballpark that probably need to know 2,000 words for intermediate and 4,000 for advanced. And I once heard someone say that to really have a conversation in a foreign language, you needed to know about 5,000 words. So the next question then is, how long does it take to learn 5,000 words? Let's just break it down and do a little math. If you learn 1 new word a day and you're able to work 365 days a year, it would take you about 13 years to learn 5,000 words. So learning 1 word a day is not enough. You need to find some kind of system that can teach you that language faster if you really want to be fluent or be able to hold a conversation in that language. So if you could learn 10 new words a day, it would take you less than a year and a half. That's why people who live in a foreign country, such as Israel, learn faster. Every day, they're constantly probably learning 10 words or more just by necessity, because they go to the grocery store and they learn the word for fruit and apple and banana and pear and mango and all that kind of thing. And then they go to the next aisle and they have to know the word for cereal and milk and strawberries and whatever. So how many months or years would it take you to really learn Hebrew? The first thing I would suggest you do is to set your own goals. Put a fire under your learning plan. In the past, when I've gone overseas to different countries, I tend to want to study at least the basics of that language before I go on the trip to that country. And so when you're just sitting at home studying a language just because you like the language, you're really not as motivated as much as, okay, I'm planning a trip to Israel next summer. I want to learn this many words before I go, or I want to finish this book or these 10 chapters before I get on the plane. So if you can set some kind of a deadline with a real reason to learn Hebrew, you're going to learn it a lot faster. Another example is a bar mitzvah. 13-year-old boys and 12-year-old girls go through the bar mitzvah process in front of the synagogue, and they have to learn how to read Torah and chant these various prayers. And so they spend about a year or two preparing for that, and then they have their big day. So I suggest you plan a trip to Israel. If you're fortunate, maybe you can spend even a few weeks, a month, or a summer there. Some people actually go and rent apartments and that kind of thing. I've only been there for about a 10-day trip myself, but I'm hoping to take a group of people in the future. So you might want to keep checking my website for that, and I'll announce more if and when we have such trips available. And of course, on the trips I take, learning Hebrew is going to be part of the tour. Now in Israel, they have a program called Ulpan. Ulpan is basically a school where you go to learn Hebrew, and I'm going to describe the basics of that for you. First of all, the Ulpan classes are named after the first 6 letters of the Hebrew alphabet: Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, He, and Vav, which is basically like course 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So there's 6 levels of Ulpan. I found a website where they were talking about admission to Hebrew University. And depending on what department that you're going to take your classes in, they require you to be at various levels. And they require, no matter which department you join, you have to at least be at the Gimel level, which is level 3. Some departments are more demanding, and they require you to be at the He, or the level 5. Each level is usually 8 to 10 weeks. So you sign up for these classes. We'll talk about the cost in a minute. And you go to class. I believe it's 4 or some hours a day. And here's basically what you can learn at the 6 levels. In Aleph, you learn alphabet letters, basic survival phrases, and vocabulary. At the Bet or Beit level, the second level. It's a basic introduction into the verb it's a basic introduction of the verb system, past, present, and a touch of the future and commands, where you tell someone stand up, sit down, be quiet, that type of thing. Or I went to the store, I will go to the store, that type of thing. And it builds your vocabulary. Teachers at this level speak very slowly and deliberately because you're still basically a beginner. At the Gimel level, or level 3, you get exposure to all the verb patterns. There are actually 7 binyanim, or verb patterns, in Hebrew. You get into the more advanced cases called passive, causal, and reflexive. And you get more exposure to irregular verbs. And you may be able to read some very basic, easy newspapers by the time you finish the Gimel level. And then level 4, Dalet, has basically more grammar and more exceptions and begins to get into media such as newspapers, magazines, radio, and some attention is given to writing and spelling skills. Many newcomers apparently don't continue past this level. So in other words, many people who migrate or immigrate to Israel, they often stop at the Dalet, or the level 4. Level 5, or Hay, has even more complex grammar, idioms, and slang expressions. For instance, in English, we say, he's driving me crazy. Well, you can't go to Israel and say, he's driving me crazy. Driving means like driving a car, you know, and it wouldn't make sense to them. Here's an interesting idiom that's in Hebrew. It's, he lost north. Ibed et hatzafon. He lost north. Ibed et hatzafon. Basically, this means like a guy doesn't even have a map in front of him. He doesn't even know which way north is. In other words, he's totally lost or crazy, basically. So if someone just told you in English, he lost north, you really wouldn't have any idea what they were talking about. So in level Hay, or level 5, you learn some of these idioms. As mentioned above, entry into some college departments require this level. And then Vav, or level 6, is at the top of the ladder. My guess is that only top-level business professionals and college students would complete this level. There are also specialized ulpans for special needs, such as the medical profession or the high-tech engineering and computer professions. So for instance, nurses and doctors, they would have to learn all kinds of additional vocabulary that the man on the street really wouldn't have to know. So if you make it through all 6 levels, you are talking about an investment of about 48 to 60 weeks of your time. Full-time ulpan is considered to be 4 hours per day of class, and the average cost is $200 a month for tuition, plus your room and your board. So let's do the math. Just completing level Aleph is 10 weeks at 5 days per week. That's 50 hours of study at 4 hours a day. That's 200 hours of classroom time, plus any outside homework that you do. So now compare that to a college class. Most college classes are 15 weeks per semester, and you say 3 semester hours means you go to class 3 hours a week. So in a like, for instance, a Introduction to Hebrew college level class, you're talking about 15 weeks times 3 hours a week. That's 45 hours. Whereas level Aleph really is like 200 hours of study. 10 weeks at 5 days per week, that's 50 days at 4 hours per day, that's 200 hours of classroom time. And you're paying about $200 a month, which is very reasonable, but of course you almost have to be in Israel to do that, which means you're going to have to leave your job, go over there, and pay for room and boarding. So if you're a young person or a student, that would be excellent if you're able to do such a thing. If you're an adult or family living outside of Israel, then you're going to probably have to use some of the study materials that I'm going to talk about toward the end of this audio. Most people who make Aliyah to Israel, which means they move or go up to Israel, get some of their Ulpan tuition paid. You can search the internet for more information. Just look for Ulpan. That's spelled U-L-P-A-N, Ulpan. We can also compare learning Hebrew to various language classes that are taught in high schools and colleges. Usually 2 years or 4 15-week semesters cover the basics, but doesn't leave you fluent. If you take a third or fourth year of a language, usually the entire class is taught in the target language, and often you're reading literature. For example, I took 3 years of Spanish in high school, 2 years of regular class, and then the third year was independent study. And then when I went to college, I took the what's called the CLEP test, or an advanced placement test, and I got 14 hours of credit toward my college degree just because I knew some basic Spanish. Unfortunately, I've not been able to find CLEP test or advanced placement test for Hebrew. It's just not that popular of a language. So then I took Spanish classes in college. I was basically able to start at the junior-senior level. I think I took an oral conversation class where we just sat around and did, you know, common conversational stuff. And then the rest of the classes I took, I think it was two other classes, were in Spanish literature, where we basically read famous works from Spain and Mexico.